Hello, my beautiful creatives, Francesca here, and this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers, but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and we feel the benefits of it. In each podcast, I'm gonna give you a few ideas on how to practice your writing activity with fun, depth, and creative exploration, so take your time to grab your coffee. Light up a candle or an incense, put on your favorite music, and let's just begin. In the last episode, we discussed on the fact that negative beliefs aren't just thoughts, but condensed energy blocks trapped in the bodies, the physical as the subtle ones, and that in order to release them and start anew in life, there is a long preparation work to be done, according to how big and solidified the block is. We said that most of the work to be done is on the energy level, not the psychological one, and that creative endeavor can definitely help us in the process. In certain cases, could be even resolutive, depending on how the person approaches it, but above all, on how solid and resistant and old the limiting belief is. Creating writing specifically can greatly help us in beginning to develop a witness who looks from the outside the dynamic of identification with the emotional thought. There are many writing games that can be done, all greatly effective if practiced with consistency. Creative writing will also help you to develop a compassionate side, which will support you in the most difficult times. I took care of writing down all the writing games I made up for myself and also those I learned from others and published them in the creative writing session of my blog, The Creative Writing Playground, in my internet site, Gate of Dreams, that you can find at gatedreams.com. You can check the details in the description below if you are interested on them. In order to enter the creative writing session, you will have to sign up. Sorry if I ask you for your name and community. It is just to protect the content from outsiders, since I will use it in the future for a publication. On the other side, it's for free, so my dearest Aurovillians and newcomers, just enjoy. But how can creative writing be effective for my healing process? Well, first of all, writing can help you explore your thoughts, emotions, and experiences in a safe and controlled environment. It will be only you, your pen, and a notebook. Think of the writing as your best friend. She won't only listen to you, she will give you the chance to take everything out of your emotional bag, all the things that you will never share even with an intimate friend because of fear of being judged or because you feel somehow guilty or ashamed. All that is part of the baggage, the energy solidified block. You need to feel free to talk about it openly. The pen will release all the inexpressible and the paper will gently welcome it. You will feel lighter after, you'll see. Buy a notebook just for this and bring it always with you. Use it whenever you need it. Sometimes we can schedule the writing time. Sometimes we are urged to write out of the blue because something has just happened and we suddenly feel miserable, unhappy, angry, and etc., etc. And we don't want to carry all that within us during the day, won't we? That's why that notebook should always be with you. I found it of immense help to give myself the chance to release frustration right away. Once you released everything on the paper, keep going writing. It will help you gain an insight of your thoughts and feelings, leading to greater self-awareness. And it will help you to find solutions to your problems. Give the writing a chance. You won't regret it. One last thing. When approaching creative writing as a therapeutic tool, it's important to remember that there are no set rules or guidelines. So approach it in a way that feels comfortable and safe to you. Well, I think it's enough for today. Next time, we're going to delve into how to develop the power of self-compassion through writing. Thank you for having listened to this podcast episode. I sincerely hope it was of some help to you. Before we say goodbye, I want to remind you that if you want to learn more about creative writing, then you can come and visit my website, Gate of Dreams, where you will find these and other fun, introspective, explorative, creative writing prompts, curiosities, and exercises. Find the details in the description below. Well, enjoy your writing. Catch you later, Orville. Peace.